welcome back to episode 14 of Idiosyncratic Transmissions, bringing the eclectic straight to your ears. I am the Mattman, and this week we've got another mix coming straight to you from the web. Still recording on the backup setup because my computer came back, but it wasn't fixed. Thank you so much, HP. I kick off this week's episode with one from Canadian duo Sick Friend. They've got an album coming out in February, tentatively in February of 2012, entitled The Draft Dodger. And Sick Friend is a Montreal-based two-piece pop project of Michael O'Brien and Jordy Kingsbury. Getting their start in London, Ontario, Sick Friend have turned their bedroom recordings into an impressive live show that effortlessly blends O'Brien's unique guitar riffs and lyrical storytelling with Kingsbury's bass-heavy synth work and percussion. While they're still relatively new to the Canadian music landscape as a duo, Sick Friend are poised to become an original voice in the Montreal indie rock scene. Their 9-track debut, The Draft Dodger, is scheduled for February 2012 release. This is the title track off of that album, The Draft Dodger, here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions.
Talking about falling sickness once in passing, it's been months since it once in passing, I can't forget. I feel doomed to repeat it, doped up and dragging heels, stagger around. I'm all about you for now, and how could you blame me? Look at you, I've been looking for a shade more blue. It's pins and needles to you, you're dropping your hints and leaving your clues. Come on, give me soup, my teeth getting chipped, my nails getting chewed. Come on, give me soup, come on, try to speak some truth. Love at the female nail biter's just as difficult to decipher. We can name her after you, you have inspired a flash and out of fall and sickness. And when I wake up out of this, I've been thinking about calling her an apologist. You try to speak some truth, only now just going to getting to the end the way that only, only I can penetrate. If I know my man, time's a wreck for me, an ocean or a beach. Wait away, the day will drop soon. One emboldened afternoon, I speak the truth. Every day I wake up with the dawn. That way I identify my enemy earlier on. And you're talking about me is unwarranted. Let's flip it back on you instead. Look at you, could you get any more thinner? Heaven, I've adored you for an hour, and after that, it's met with I never dance, only just been twitching for the odd chance to hear my wrist. Certain girls feminine, hamming her laughter again. I've been getting the veil of what's been keeping us, counting on being all our sought after. This is all just to say it's all just been a show. Come on, look at your arm covered in bite marks and scars. What if they don't go away?
If I had one complaint about my temporary setup is the lack of boost behind the microphone, probably because I'm not, don't have a sound card that boosts the recording signal as well as I do in the permanent setup. Using a laptop is probably not the most ideal way of doing podcast recording, or at least not one that's set up specifically for the purpose of media recording. So we do the best we can. Having said that, we're getting closer to the holiday season, Christmas, and all that, and so more Christmas music will be showing up in this podcast. Not entirely every week. I don't want to devote it entirely to Christmas music until the one right before Christmas, which would be episode 16. So if you're not a fan of the music, you might want to skip episode 16, but there'll still be some interesting surprises there. I'm already putting together the lineup, and I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. The next song is a Christmas song from Austin-based Invincible Czars. And the Invincible Czars have made their mark by creating exceptionally original music. Songs and instrumental pieces that are like 4 to 5 minute mini-symphonies, chock-full of memorable melodies, meticulous arrangements, dynamics, and humor. Their music fuses all kinds of styles, including riff rock, classical music, loungy grooves, spacey klezmer, country shuffles, and circusy polka. The draw from influences as disparate as Igor Stravinsky, Van Halen, Louis Armstrong, The Melvins, and Ween. The band applies the do-it-yourself attitude of post-punk groups like No Means No and Fugazi to their musical explorations. The Invincible Czars strive to do more than the standard rock band playing in nightclubs. In the past few years, they have been known and lauded for their arrangements of classical works such as Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Suite. And that's where this clip is coming from. Interestingly enough, if you go out to their website, and there will be a link in the show notes, they have also put together a new 5-song limited run EP entitled Ornaments, and it's more Christmas music from them. So check that out. This is from Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker, though, and it is The Russian Dance. Here on Idiosyncratic Transmissions. From Christmas music, we seemingly transition into another holiday, St. Patrick's Day. But being of Scots-Irish descent myself, I figure that every day is a good day for Celtic music, and I hope you'll agree. This is a Celtic rock band out of Manitoba, Canada, entitled Dust Rhinos. They get their name from a Far Side strip. If you go out to the website, it's out there. Apparently, it's an often-asked question. And their bio says, if your band consists of fiddles, mandolins, and barons, and your audience looks like it could hold its own in a soccer hooligan convention, you bloody well better be able to use those instruments to bludgeon them, that rumbly bunch, with a Celtic sonic assault that will leave them shouting for more. Now, from that description, I kind of thought I was going to get into something like the Pogues or Dropkick Murphys. Not quite. They're more Flogging Molly, I can't think of the other song, Gaelic Storm. You know, more of a rocking Irish party music, Celtic party music. But they're definitely a great band. And this is one from them entitled Wild Mountain Time.
Thank you.
After Thanksgiving, I'd post a link up on the website to a free album download on noisetrade.com for an album called A Rare Bird in a Pear Tree Volume 2. It's some Christmas music from label Rare Bird Records out of Canada. And Rare Bird Records is home to a community of gifted artists who share the same passion for music and work together to help get their music out to the people. They typically don't have a lot to say, they let the music do that. And their home studio, Plywood Studios, is located in Hamilton, Ontario, and is available for recording sessions. You can get more information about them from at www.rarebirdrecords.ca. This particular cut off that album is from Jordan Fox, and the title of the song is I Always Stay Up Late on Christmas Eve. Actually, it's just, I always stay up late Christmas Eve. No on in there. Jordan Fox is a multi-instrumentalist and songwriter from Hamilton, Ontario. His latest recordings, he uses a variety of instruments. Guitar, bass, banjo, piano, ukulele, shakers, xylophones, cajon, tambourine, drums, melodica, organ, voice, and possibly the kitchen sink. Although it doesn't say that in the bio, it just feels like it needs to be in there. To create a unique variety of folk that requires immediate attention. He's currently working on a full-length album that will be released in spring of 2012. So check that out. I'll have a link to him as well in the show notes. This is I Always Stay Up Late Christmas Eve.
For mistletoe, so grab your wife and bring her in close. Even though the kids came along, the fire still burns and it's still going strong. Someone open the blanket box, you can still wear your seatbelt. on some socks. It's not like anybody cares. It's 15 below. Wear what you gotta wear. Christmas lists, they hope they've been good. Well, yeah, they wish. They just wanna get the latest toy they saw on the TV set. And we all need so much more, but we don't know what we need it for. What more is there to need than kids grabbing at your knees? Don't wait up for me. I always stay up late on Christmas Eve. Don't wait up for me. I always stay up late on Christmas Eve.
Glasgow-based Scottish singer-songwriter Louisa Quinn is the soul behind the band, a band called Quinn, an alternative power pop band based out of the UK. Sound is pretty similar to something like Garbage or Mazzy Star, maybe the Breeders. The kind of power alternative late 90s, early 2000 type music. Very good, though. And this is off of their 2009 album that was entitled Sun, Moon, Stars. The title of the song is Bullet or a Friend.
Sing on.
And we end today's episode of Video Syncratic Transmissions with another Christmas song, this one from the power pop trio out of Oklahoma called Admiral Twin, well known for their harmony-infused three-minute rock explosions and eccentric pop experimentation. They come from a list of influences, including everything such as the Beatles, ELO, Elvis Costello, to Wilco, Radiohead, and The Police, and probably sound most like one of their other influences, Fountains of Wayne, very much in that vein of kind of hard rock, and I don't want to say humorous, but definitely kind of a sense of humor, fun, power pop music. And this is a cover of the song from Charlie Brown Christmas Special, Christmas Time Is Here, ending this episode of Video Syncratic Transmissions. Hope you've enjoyed listening to the show as much as I've enjoyed putting it together for you. If you have any questions or you're a band that'd like to have your music played on the show, email me at mattman@idiosyncratictransmissions.com, or you can go to www.idiosyncratictransmissions.com, click on the contact tab. There's a contact form there you can fill out, the Google number you can call me at and leave a message, or just the email address you can email me at. All the above, all ways you can find me. If you're a fan of the show, you can email me if you have any requests and or any comments about the show. If you call the Google Voice number, there's probably a good chance that you'll get on the show with your comment, depending on, of course, what your comment is. It seems like I was going to say one other thing. Oh, hey, if you like the show, if you're subscribed to it on iTunes, do me a favor and rate the show. I'd really, really appreciate it. And as always, have fun. Here is Admiral Twin.
Christmas time is here.